trucks on, which was hilarious to write because someone had told me that day, like, hey man, enough with the trucks. Country music doesn't need any more truck songs and you'll never get it on the radio because radio's not looking for truck songs. And I'm the kind of guy that's like, if you tell me not to do something, I'm going to do it three times. Also, when you write in Nashville, it's a very day job sort of oriented thing. Like when you write between 10 a.m. and say, I don't know, like 3 p.m. and you're done by 4. And, you know, musicians don't always operate that way. Often we're alive and feeling creative at nighttime. So my buddies and I, when I'm down there, we do this thing called Wild Card Night where we get together after hours. We order a couple of pizzas. We have a few drinks and we just write for the sake of writing with no agenda. We're not trying to write hits. We're not trying to write cuts for people. We're just being creative for the sake of being creative. And it's really interesting to me that when you let go of all the normal constraints around writing songs, what will happen, right? So in this instance, it was like, I came up with this idea, like, I want to write something super country. My co-writer asked me, what do you think that is? And my buddy was in the kitchen and he yells out, as long as it's not about trucks, because we'll never get a cut. And we just busted out laughing. And it was one of these things where we had so much fun writing it that you could hear it on the demo. And then you could hear that again on the track when we cut it. And I think that that's what made it as infectious as it became. And it also became a number one. So here you've got kind of like a fun party, silly song, sort of John Priney,